$15 an hour. That would be the minimum rate of pay for county workers under the new living wage ordinance for Sonoma County, being advocated by North Bay Jobs for Justice. Marty Bennett, co-chair of that coalition of local labor, environmental, and social welfare organizations, outlines its provisions.
The living wage ordinance that we're proposing will require that workers employed by the county, by large county contractors, and by any firms leasing property from the county or receiving economic development assistance, that they pay their workers at least $15 an hour.
That's a thin slice of the local workforce, and the cost of giving those workers a higher wage is quite small in the context of the county's overall spending. Jeanette Wicks Lim, who studies labor economics at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, prepared a report on the proposal's expected costs, which pegged them at less than 1% of the current county budget.
For most of the covered employers and workers, the cost increase that the county would experience from being covered by the ordinance were quite small, something on the order of 0.03% of the county's total budget.
But, Wicks Lim adds, there is one other group of county employees, the 3,800 in-home support service workers, who would drive that total somewhat higher.
But even those workers going from their current $11.65 to $15 an hour, you're still looking at something that adds up to less than 1% of the total budget. It's not trivial, but it's very small.
Paying all those groups of workers $15 per hour could cost the county as much as $6.2 million per year, still just under 1% of the total county budget. And Wicks Lim's report suggests that could come down by as much as half if the state could be persuaded to share in the home care provider's salary increases. They'd have an incentive to do so, says Marty Bennett.
The cost savings to the taxpayer, to the state, and to the county to have the clients of home care workers, elderly, ill, disabled, be cared for in their homes. It is so much more cost-effective than those folks being institutionalized.
The $15 per hour figure is part of a national living wage campaign that's going on concurrently, but Bennett acknowledges that even though it represents a two-thirds increase over California's current minimum wage, that's still not enough to truly be a living wage in Sonoma County.
The California Budget Project says that a true living wage for two parents to support two children and both parents working full-time is no less than $20 an hour in a county like Sonoma that is relatively high cost, particularly in terms of child care and housing. So $15 an hour is not an actual true living wage.
Still, Bennett is optimistic that this ordinance can win approval from the county supervisors before the November election. Petaluma Mayor David Glass, whose city adopted a similar measure 8 years ago, agrees. He calls it a matter of human dignity.
When people can work full-time, two people in a household, and they're still underwater on making ends meet, I think it's time to take action. It's going right to those that contract with government for government resources, and they ought to pay a fair living wage so that the workers that work full-time are not burdened by them going out and seeking welfare to make ends meet.
The supervisors have yet to schedule a time to consider the matter. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.